Hello everybody, this is Malik Brus speaking from MIE Consulting in Vienna. Today I want to talk about the applying in PhD in Vienna, Austria, how you can come here and study here, because the university is one of the top ranked university and is very well known in the world. The tuition fee is totally different with US and Britain and other countries, because you pay almost nothing. It's like I study PhD here in Vienna and it's just like 350 euros per semester. For some others, like for technicians, for engineering or for the medical majors, normally you have to pay, let's say, 750 per semester, which is 1,500 per year. So it's almost nothing. If you compare it with US, for example, American universities, whose tuition fee is around between, let's say, $15,000 to $150,000 per year. So it's real. I mean, if you want to study MBA in Harvard University, for example, which is one of the top universities in America, you have to pay like $100,000 per year. So we can say, as they say in German, kostenlos, it's free of charge, the university in Vienna, and it's a very, very good and well-known university. I personally appreciate studying here. So how you can apply here? How is the situation? How could you come and study here? What is the pathway? In fact, it's not very complicated. It's like the other universities. Especially, I want to talk about the PhD, but I will also have a look in bachelor and master. There is a rule in Austria, I think it's similar also in Germany. When you want to study in some universities, in for example, in Vienna University, if I want to study in bachelor, I don't know, in law or whatever, in any majors, you should bring a letter that you are allowed to study such branch, such course in your own country, in home country. For example, if I am from Saudi Arabia or from Iran or from any other country or Syria, I have to prove it that I can study. I'm allowed to study in my home country. Therefore, if you want to apply in Austria, and you want to study, for example, mechanical engineering in Technic University of Vienna, you have to prove, you have to bring a letter from your own university in Baghdad, for example, if you're from Iraq. You have to bring a letter from that university that you are allowed to study same major in your university. It's enough. That's it. It is adequate. It is enough to bring such a letter. So, then you have to translate your transcripts, your, for example, diploma, and it's all written on the website of the university. We also have some productions which we teach step by step how to apply, and we teach you how to use the website of the university, how to proceed, how to take the approach, all about that, okay? So, if you have these documents and you want to apply for bachelor and master, it's very easy. Normally it takes between 4 to 16 weeks that university answers you and says, here is your admission, or for these reasons we cannot give you the admission. But about the I shouldn't forget it. If you want to apply in, for example, Vienna University, in some countries, you have to translate formally the documents, and in addition to the stamp of your foreign minister, you need some kind of legalized document, which is a process which the Austrian embassy in your country makes it for you. I mean, does it for you, because you go there and they do it. I mean, you give your documents, it's like 20, 30 euros. I'm not sure, you can check it on the website of the Austrian embassy in your country, and then you give the documents there, and normally they return to you the documents maximum in 7 days. So you send the documents, they give you the admission. Only for the PhD students, I should tell you, in all bachelor, master, and PhD courses, you are allowed to work. And you are allowed to bring your wife or your husband or spouse and your children with you, the children under 18. And the good point about the university and the resident permit, student resident permit in Austria is there is no age limit. For example, you can be 70 or 20. No one cares. Your age doesn't limit you, doesn't restrict you, doesn't stop you to study. This is a very, very positive point about that. And then if you want to come here and study for PhD, there may be somehow with some professors, scholarships, funds, which is very interesting. First, don't forget, the university is almost free. So whether it is with some money or not, you just have to pay for your living costs. It's not a lot of money that you are paying. Second, if you are coming to study here, the most important part is to find a supervisor. So how could you find a supervisor? How is it? Everybody, it's different in many countries, the process. I have a video explaining how to contact the supervisor. One of the very, very common mistakes is you, as a student or candidates, you'll write to professors. For example, you prepare one sample letter and you send it to 10 or 15 professors all in one university, which is totally wrong. You should check the profile of the professor, see which one is a match with you, which one is appropriate. His field is in a good match with your field of study and your CVs. You should at least read about the professor, some of his works. And the good point about our company is we may be able to find, to provide consultation to you, how to find a good supervisor, how to proceed, take approach, write the letters, and in some cases, we are even able to find some supervisors and ask them to come on the Skype, talking to you and interview you. However, it is also possible that you do it yourself. If you want to know more about our services, you can come to our YouTube or our website or Instagram or contact us through telephone or WhatsApp calls. The good point is when you finish your study here in Austria, it's much easier for you to apply for a job here and to stay. Let's imagine that you are now in Baghdad and you want to apply for a job. It's difficult. It's not easy because you have to find a job with some special salaries, which is more than a minimum that an Austrian could get. But for you, as a candidate who finished, as a student who finished his studies here, it's much easier and it's counted like an Austrian one. So there are also lots of things how you can stay here after your studies. I hope you enjoyed this video. More videos comes. Please comment your questions under this video and I'll try to answer your questions in next videos. Thank you very much.